Hi, everybody. Welcome back for another little bite-sized political podcast. And I want to talk to you about the NHS. Yes, the national shrine, the national religion, that which people actually went out and clapped for, amazingly, back in 2020 in an act of a national psyops. Anyway, I had cause to be in an NHS facility earlier today. I thought I'd update you with that one. Nothing to be concerned about. I went for my annual retinopathy. So just to check up in my eyes, I get an annual MOT. Although I have to say, everything is fine. But I go along, I suppose, just to check that there's nothing dodgy happening within my eyesight. So I went along anyway to an NHS facility, a clinic this morning. To get this done. And so when I arrived, okay, the first thing is I come in and there's other people there sitting in the waiting room, and they're wearing masks. So a nurse then appears with a little box of masks and she says to me, would you mind putting on a wee mask? To which my answer was, no, I'm exempt from wearing masks. At which point she almost fainted and beat a hasty retreat the other way. But the bit that struck me was that, so here we have it in January 2023, when COVID, if it ever was here, it's a distant memory. They're still forcing people into masks. And that's really bad. But what's even worse is most people seem to be complying. Instead of telling them to get lost like I did, They were all conforming. So we have to remember that, and maybe this is a feature of the sort of people who use NHS facilities. They completely comply with the NHS protocols, even when the protocols like this are completely inappropriate, totally unscientific, offer no benefit to the patient or indeed to the staff. But nonetheless, they were all sitting there, I can assure you, at 9:45 this morning with their masks on, apart from yours truly. So I went in to see then the optician type person, and oddly enough, she didn't have a mask on, but the people that were seeing her had to wear masks. So I'm not sure how that works scientifically. Do you? Does that make sense? I don't think so. But in fact, the right thing is she wasn't wearing a mask, but none of her patients should have been wearing a mask either, in my opinion. It was the usual charmless NHS experience. I mean, they must select people on the basis of their inability to be personable and human with their so-called patients. So anyway, so I went in, got the thing. They put these drops in your eye, you see, which make your eyes kind of... Your pupils very big, so that when they then take the scan, it shows up your eyes. So everything's fine with my eyes, as I say. But it's just it was just the experience of being asked to wear a mask. Couldn't believe it, really, but maybe not that big a surprise. And I obviously, as I say, I point blank refused to do that, and I told them that I'm exempt. But I shouldn't even be having to tell them I'm exempt. And the point I want to make in this podcast is the NHS loves the protocols of COVID. It loves the notion of you sanitizing your hands. It loves the notion of you wearing a mask. And of course, it loves the idea of you getting jabbed as well. And we know, of course, that none of those things do anything good for you, but they might do some harm for you. That's possible, certainly, in the latter instance. But again, wearing masks. Where is there any science that says at any point this does anything? And it was all just a contrived psyop to make people think that, oh, well, if we're wearing these little blue paper masks, we're protected. We're super duper safe. And in fact, at this point in the game, I'm suggesting to you that the only people wearing masks have to be those who have taken about 16 jabs and can't wait to get the 17th one. I'm just guessing that, but I'm pretty confident that there's no pure bloods going putting up with this kind of crap. But the vaccinated, they're in a different position because they're the fearful people. So even though they've taken the jab multiple times, they're still wearing a mask because they're scared that they could transmit it and the mask will stop them, except that the masks don't do that and except that the jabs don't stop them transmitting it. So it's all a farce. And I mean, everything we've been saying together, folks, in the last couple of years is absolutely and totally vindicated. You know, we stand correct. And, you know, every day goes by, more and more evidence comes out that shows that all the stuff that people were doing was completely unnecessary. And the taking of the jabs indeed has proven to be a very, very poor decision based on the scientific analysis of what that is doing to them. But yet, as I say, there they all were this morning, all conforming to the protocols. And so, even though, generally speaking, all the protocols of COVID have gone, not in the NHS. The NHS preserves these protocols. And as I think I talked about yesterday, one of the things that's most annoying is they preserve them if you're in to see a pay, if you've got a some family member, for example, in an NHS hospital. Again, they'll probably be insisting on mask wearing, and maybe they'll say, oh, you can't go to visit them because of the huge danger from COVID. So, you know, as I keep saying to you, I've concluded that the NHS itself, it loves the masks, it loves COVID, it loves the power that it gives them. It helps them to be even more tyrannical and an even greater waste of time and our taxes. Thanks for chatting.